Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I asked an American friend if he knew what Canada's leading exports were. He smiled and said, cold fronts and ice hockey. He's not far off. Hockey was a big deal for me growing up. In those days, the pay for pro athletes was not that high. The majority of their salary came from the tooth fairy. Hockey players are usually short of teeth. That's the joke there. They have summer teeth, I guess. Summer here, summer there. As a kid in Regina, Saskatchewan, Glenn Chico Resch still had all his teeth, but they wouldn't last long. I spent some time with Chico and was fascinated by his story. One day I was standing on the edge of an outdoor rink watching the guys play, he told me. They needed a goalie, so they asked me. I started my career playing goal in my rubber boots. Soon Chico lived for the sport. First it was the minor leagues, and then his big break came with the New York Islanders. But his personal life was in ruins. When you have turmoil inside, he said, you'll do one of two things. Find a way to resolve it or turn to something else. For me, that was alcohol. He stayed out late, partying and neglecting his wife. Finally, she said, you're selfish and angry. It's always about you. Unless things change fast, I'm taking our daughter and leaving. Diane began attending church, he remembers. All I knew about Jesus was that he was born at Christmas and died at Easter. And God was the last thing on my mind. The playoffs were coming. Chico won the last 10 games of the season, but in his first playoff game, he allowed 4 goals in the first period. He was benched and crushed. In Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Chico watched as Bob Nystrom scored the overtime goal against the rival Philadelphia Flyers. They were my favorite. The Islanders had won the Stanley Cup. Everyone was going crazy with excitement while I sat fighting tears, Chico told me. I couldn't feel a part of the very thing I had dreamed of all my life. Hard as it is to believe, I suddenly felt like Jesus was sitting beside me on the bench. It couldn't have been clearer if he were talking in an audible voice. I'm here to help you if you're willing to listen and let me lead your life. At a weekend retreat, he and his wife met Christians who practiced what they preached. He listened as a speaker told how Jesus gives us the assurance that you can lay that boatload of sins you have at his feet, and he'll wash them away and never bring them up again. Jesus promises that he will give us inner peace, purpose in life, and the assurance that one day, when you die, you're coming with me to heaven. Chico laughs as he remembers that now, and what he thought at the time, that's a pretty good deal. Immediately, his newfound faith was put to the test. Chico was traded from the NHL's top team to its worst, in those days, Colorado. The tough times came, he remembers, but for the first time in my life, I had solid ground to stand on. Since retiring from hockey, Chico has worn a lot of hats. He's been an NHL coach, and many, many times he's shared his love for Jesus with young guys and gals through Hockey Ministries International. He's been known for his witty comments, too, as a longtime radio and TV commentator. That puck would have gone in the net, he once said, if not for the goalie. And if I wasn't talking, I wouldn't know what to say. Giving my life to Jesus changed me forever, he told me. But first, I had to humble myself. I prayed, Jesus, I need to know you're real. And I felt this peace, and the gnawing inside went away. It was the first step to a life of joy and contentment. Chico is right. He discovered that when we give ourselves to God, he can transform our mess into a message. And that is always a miracle.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.